I'd like to welcome you to all the Daf and Practice series. The story is told about a mikveh in Yerushalayim, which after a long night, in which dozens if not hundreds of women attended the mikveh attendant found on one of the towels a stain. She found some blood, she found the kesem. And she had no idea which woman used that towel. She frantically called up the rabbi, asking, does she have to notify all the women that attended the mikveh that night? That perhaps they became tameh, perhaps they became asur to their husband, perhaps this stain came from them. The background for this question comes from the Mishnah, the bottom of the Testament of Beis, and the discussion that continues on today's Daf Samach, continues really a little bit onto Daf Samach Aleph as well, in which you had a case in which three women wore the same dress, three women sat on the same bench, three women laid in the same bed. And then we found a stain on that bed, in that garment, or on that bench. And the Mishnah says that unless we're able to have a reason to attribute this stain to one woman over the others, we have to treat them all as usur. We have to, since we are unable to determine which woman became usur, and we have no reason to assume one over the other, we have to treat them all as if they're usur. And therefore the mikveh attendant has this question that we have no idea where the stain came from. It could have come from any of the dozens of women, any from the hundreds of women, and therefore, perhaps they all have to become usur, and they would all have to restart the Zayin Nekiyim and go to the mikveh again. There were some that argued that in this case you could be lenient and the mikveh attendant doesn't need to notify any other woman about this stain. And that is because there's a fundamental distinction between this case and the cases of the Mishnah. In the cases of the Mishnah, you have all the women used the same garment. All the women slept in the same bed and all the women sat on the same bench. However, in the case of the mikveh, we don't even know which woman used this towel in the first place. It's not like they all used it, we just don't know which one the stain came from. Rather, we don't know who used the towel in the first place. But truthfully, in order to understand this argument, you have to get involved in a very technical and lumdish discussion. And there really is a much more simple reason why this mikveh attendant wouldn't have to notify anybody about what she found. That is because the whole premise of this question was the comparison to the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about a case in which you have three women and no one knows where the stain came from. In this case of the mikveh, granted, the mikveh attendant doesn't know where the stain came from, but perhaps the woman who stained does know about it. Perhaps the woman who used that towel was aware of the fact that she was bleeding and found that blood on the towel. Perhaps, in fact, it wasn't even done either in the first place. Perhaps it was some scab that she was trying to remove that caused her to bleed. Therefore, as the story goes, the posek who received the phone call from that mikveh attendant in Yerushalayim responded that she doesn't need to notify anybody, and we could assume that all the women are tahar.